Okay, Matthew chapter 5. Now, we started last week going through the Beatitudes, and this week we're going to take verse 4. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, we'll take each half of this. First of all, it says, blessed are they that mourn. Now, happy are they that mourn? Supremely favored of God are they that mourn? We usually say we've been blessed when things go the way we want them to go, don't we? Have you ever thanked the Lord because He made you to mourn? We mourn the death of loved ones. Often unkind words or deeds spoken by us or spoken by someone to us may cause us to mourn. We're brought to grieve often in our necessary dealings in this world. And yet, as sorrowful as those things may be, there's a far, far worse reason that the blessed person mourns. Last week, we saw that those who are blessed of God are those in whom the Holy Spirit has created a new spirit. And in that new spirit, we're made to behold how poor we are in ourselves, in trespasses and in sins. Do you realize that all sorrow, all mourning, is traced directly or indirectly to sin? Every bit of it. Death is the result of sin. Where there's no sin, there is no death. Unkindness, the opposition we face from others every day, these are all the result of sin. But what makes sin so exceedingly sinful for the believer, for the blessed man, is that our sin is against our holy, just, and good God who's dealt graciously with us all our days. The psalmist said, I'm ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me, for I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. This is where true mourning is over sin. Those who are blessed mourn because we know that our sin pierced the Lord Jesus Christ, nailed Him to the cross. Now let me ask you something. Did your sin nail Christ to the cross? Did you pierce the side of Christ? Did you crucify Christ? Turn with me to Zechariah 12. Zechariah 12. This is the blessed person. This is the blessed person now. Zechariah 12, verse 10, says, and I, this is the Lord speaking, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Look at Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Will, you look on with Emma there. Isaiah chapter 53. I ask you, did you pierce the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you nail Him to the cross? If you're a believer, if you've been blessed, if you have been blessed of God to see that you're poor in your spirit with nothing to offer God whatsoever, and you've been made to mourn over your sin. Here's why you mourn. Isaiah 53:4 says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him." This is what the blessed man mourns over when he beholds sin in himself. He mourns over that. I heard someone say one time, they were talking to a young man and they mentioned something to him about something that was ungodly, that was unrighteous and a terrible act. And they made the comment to this young fellow and they said, "Well, that's what Christ died for, so you can enjoy something like that every now and then." That's not what the believer feels. The blessed man doesn't feel like, because Christ purged him of his sin and put him away, that now he just goes out and sins. He has no desire for that. Instead, when he sins, he is brought to remember continually, it's this very thing that I am, sin, that I am through and through, that I think, that I breathe, that I eat, that I live, that I perform continually. It's this thing right here that's happening right now that put my Savior on the cross. This is why he went to Calvary, to bear this sin that I'm so lightly taking for granted and just walking in right now. That causes a believer to mourn. But where does comfort come from when we begin to mourn like that? Where does the comfort come from? There at the end of Isaiah 53:5, it says, "And with his stripes we are healed." With his stripes we are healed. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now let's look at this second part. They shall be comforted. Look over at Psalm 126. Psalm 126. The comfort of those who mourn over their sin is Christ Jesus himself, who is indeed our forgiveness of sin. Now look over here at Psalm 126:5. I like this right here. Psalm 126:5. The Lord likens our tears, the tears of the blessed man, the tears of the believer who truly mourns his sin. The Lord likens our tears to seed which brings forth a bountiful harvest. Look at this. Psalm 126:5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious fruit, precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You see, when we're made to mourn our sin, we've been blessed because God causes us to behold Christ Jesus our Lord. And when we behold him, here's what we behold. He is the one who went forth weeping. He's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He's the one who went to the cross, and on the cross he was bearing precious seed. He was bearing the sins of all those whom God gave him before the foundation of the world, his children, his offspring. He was bearing precious seed. And he himself is Christ the seed. He said before he went to the cross, he said, "Except a corn of wheat." We planted some seeds the other day. We planted some tomatoes and we planted some squash and cucumbers and things like that. You take that seed and it has to fall into the ground. And it has to be broken. And then from it comes a harvest that grows up. And Christ said, I must go to the cross, for except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. He came to this earth. He came to where we are. He said, and except it be broken. He went to the cross and he was broken at Calvary for his people. And he says, but if it be broken, it brings forth much fruit. And he says here that, it says here, he will come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You know what sheaves are? That's when you go out and you gather up all of the harvest and you bind it together into sheaves and you come with the fruit that you got from planting and sowing and harvesting. He said he'll come forth with the sheaves. And so when we're made to mourn, that's when we're the most teachable. That's when we're really the most teachable. You know, if you look back there at Psalm 116 while you're there, Psalm 116. Listen to this now. It's difficult to do anything but look up to God when you're cast down. We find it near impossible to stiffen our necks in rebellion when our hearts are melted in sorrow, and the flames of obstinacy turn to smoke when they're drowned in our tears. But listen to Psalm 116:3. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. You remember at Cana, at the marriage feast, you remember Christ caused those earthen vessels to be filled with water. And then he turned that water into wine. And you know what it made the governor do? It made the governor call the bridegroom. He says, when I fill you with tears, and I sanctify those tears so that you behold the blood of Christ, it's going to cause you to call upon the bridegroom. That's Christ the Lord. Look what he did here. He says, so the blessed man is comforted and he rejoices, saying, gracious is the Lord, righteous, yea, our God's merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. How did he deal bountifully? He chose me freely. He came to where I am and purged my sin completely. He made me holy and without blame before God in love. He sent forth his Spirit and he's given me eternal life. And there is now, therefore now, no condemnation. He's dealt bountifully with me. If he sends me through a veil of tears and sorrow to cause me to quit looking at myself and feeling sorry for myself and looking at this flesh and mourning something that I didn't need to hold on to anyway, to cause me to look to Christ, it'll be okay. He dealt bountifully with me. He dealt bountifully with me. Well, I want you to consider something. I want you to consider what the Lord has provided for his people. And this is our closing application. Consider what our Lord has provided for his people. God the Father gave his Son. The Son said he came for this reason, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy in the place of mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Christ Jesus the Son has given us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort us. We've been given the Scriptures, God's Word. You know how when you give your word on something, you sign your name at the bottom? That's why you sign your name. God signed his name right here in every letter of this book. So you have his word on it, and it's written in the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus has given us the ordinances, baptism, and the Lord's table to remember him, to delight in him. He's given us ministers of his word who have a commission from him to speak comfortably to the Lord's people, to declare to them that their warfare is accomplished. They can't do it themselves. He did it. So, let me ask those of you who are seeking comfort somewhere else. Why? Why are you? Don't you see you're not going to find it anywhere else? Do you see what God's given? Do you think He would give you comfort anywhere else? You don't seek comfort in Christ because Christ hasn't been made all your consolation and all your comfort. The whole don't need a physician. The sick do. Are you sorrowing over your sin? Or are you just feeling sorry for yourself? Big difference. Big difference. If you have been brought to see your sin, here's what the Lord says. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But it's going to be a gift. It's going to be free. It's not going to be earned. And it's going to be what He gives. But when He gives it, you'll finally find rest for your soul. You'll finally find that comfort and that consolation that you've been longing for. And that's why He said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." I got one more scripture. Turn to Revelation 21. Revelation 21. This comfort comes to us in three ways. Christ is our comfort as we endure suffering. That's what we come into these trials and we suffer in them. But He's our comfort during those trials. And then afterwards, He turns us again to behold Christ, and we get a foretaste of heaven divine. We get a foretaste of what it will be like to be with our Savior. It yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And then comes the full reaping in the great day of our Lord. And here it is, Revelation 21, verse 1. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." I heard this the other day. You know why there was no more sea? It divides. It divides. No more division. "There's no more sea, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Passed away. It just strikes me when I look into something like this. It strikes me just how we're just Looney Tunes to look for comfort anywhere but Christ. Just absolutely crazy. Insane. It just is utter backwardsness and utter ignorance to do so. Pray God will cause you to seek comfort in Him. I pray for that. I pray God will cause you to seek comfort in Him. To mourn over your sin and what you are, that you might find that it's all been forgiven in Christ. That'll be a happy, happy day. All right.